Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at this national need that we seem to have to actually try to come together as a country, to try to bring people together across party lines, Republicans and Democrats, ideological lines between conservatives and progressives. Gender lines to bring people together between those who believe there is such a thing as two genders and those who believe there are 49. And we will talk about all of that and what stands in the way of America unifying. America unifying over a whole range of issues. There was one issue this morning where actually it was very moving to watch it. The president of Israel, not Prime Minister Netanyahu, but the president of Israel, which is largely, as people have pointed out, a ceremonial post, but the presidents of Israel have included some of the most famous leaders in Israeli history, beginning with Chaim Weizmann, who, together with David Ben-Gurion, was considered one of the people who actually set up the original state. He was the first president of the State of Israel 75 years ago. A current president who is the son of a previous president of Israel, who is the grandson of the longtime founding chief rabbi of the Israeli rabbinate. Isaac Herzog spoke today at a joint session of Congress, and as somebody who had gone to high school in the United States of America, middle school and high school, because his father, who later became president of Israel, was Israel's ambassador to the UN, he had been in New York. And so Isaac Herzog speaks perfect English. It was a pleasure to hear him. And the bipartisanship of Congress in responding to Pramila Jayapal, I think it's the greatest achievement of her entire time in Congress. We'll be speaking to one of her colleagues who has no problems at all expressing his enthusiasm and his support for the State of Israel, for the struggle of Ukraine for independence, and much more. We'll be speaking to Representative Adam Smith, who is also a senior Democrat and a very pro-America, pro-defense Democrat. He was chairman of the House Armed Services Committee until the Democrats lost control of Congress. We'll be talking with him about where Congress is going and bringing Congress together. There's also reports. Remember, we've been giving some attention to no labels, right? And the whole idea of no labels has been to bring people together, mixing a ticket, having a Republican for running for president, or maybe a Democrat running for president, and then the other party running for vice president. Well, it turns out that with all the ideals that they have about bringing people forward, there are now some very serious splits in the no labels camps. Splits over issues. What is that? We will get to that later in the Michael Medved Show. We will also be talking about a $40 million ad buy and a mysterious deluge of money hitting one of the conservative Republican candidates for president. And then, no, it's not Ron DeSantis, and no, it's not Donald Trump. Who is it? And then the one aspect of the Donald Trump story that Trump himself has never addressed and that the press seems to want to hide, and I don't know why. But it has to do with some of the problems he may be having with Jack Smith. We will open the box. We will actually take a look at the possibilities of a very real prosecution for wire fraud. What does that mean? Why is that inappropriate or appropriate concerning President Trump and his legal future. We will get to all of that on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First of all, there was the speech this morning by Isaac Herzog. It was boycotted by a handful, and when I say a handful, it's fewer than 12 members of Congress did not attend. And it basically was the people you would expect. It was the Pramaya Jayapal and her other colleagues in the so-called Progressive Caucus. There were others who didn't attend. But they had just taken a vote, basically, which was introduced by Kevin McCarthy and a Republican congressman from Texas. And the vote was overwhelming, and as it's reported in the Washington Post, the House on Tuesday, that's yesterday, overwhelmingly passed a resolution pledging unfailing support for Israel, condemning anti-Semitism, and declaring the country is neither racist nor an apartheid state, and an implicit rebuke of Democrats who have criticized the nation ahead of an address by its president to a joint session of Congress. The actual vote was 412-9. And here is what it sounded like today when President Herzog, who is considered a moderate in Israeli terms, at one point he ran against Netanyahu, but he seems to have a good working relationship with the prime minister. And here is what he said about America's significance for the state of Israel. Listen.
I'm not oblivious to criticism among friends, including some expressed by respected members of this House. I respect criticism, especially from friends, although one does not always have to accept it. But criticism of Israel must not cross the line into negation of the state of Israel's right to exist, vilifying and attacking Jews, whether in Israel, in the United States, or anywhere else in the world, is anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is a disgrace in every form, and I commend President Joe Biden for laying out the United States' first ever national strategy to combat anti-Semitism. Our collaborative capabilities, coupled with our mutual beneficial partnership, are the key to the future of our children. To us, it is clear that America is irreplaceable to Israel, and Israel is irreplaceable to America.
This is very touching, and frankly, it was very touching when he spoke about his relationship to his father, who also had given an address to a joint session of Congress when he was president of Israel. And then, of course, because he's Isaac Herzog, he can talk also about his relationship with his grandfather, who was the chief rabbi of Israel at the time of the independence of the state. Actually, an amazing story, because anytime you can get 412 votes out of the 435 in the Congress of the United States, who are the magnificent 12, so-called, or actually it's magnificent 9. 9 people voted against the resolution that said Israel is not an apartheid state and is not a racist country. They were Rashida Tlaib, we're going to hear from her later, Representative Jamal Bowman and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Cori Bush of Missouri, Andre Carson of Indiana, one of the three Muslims in Congress, Summer Lee of Pennsylvania, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Delia Ramirez of Illinois. Okay, what does all this mean? We will be speaking coming up to veteran Congressman Adam Smith about the future of Israel, the United States, and Ukraine in the Congress of the United States. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the debate in Congress over the claim that Israel is a racist nation, a claim that was made and then brought back, walked back by Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Progressive Caucus in Congress. They write in the New York Times, Karun Demirjian writes, Republican members raced to put this resolution on the floor this week after Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington State, and the head of the Congressional Progressive Caucus called Israel a racist state, prompting condemnations from leaders of both parties. Yes, including Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House. Ms. Jayapal later walked back her comments, saying that she had not meant to condemn the idea of Israel, but only the policies of its current government. But the GOP pushed ahead with the vote in a move Democrats denounced as politically opportunistic, even as they all lined up to support it. And when they all lined up to support it, there were only 10 members of Congress who didn't support this resolution. The 9 Democrats I mentioned to you, mostly the Squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her collaborators, and then Betsy McCollum, who is a Betty McCollum, a representative from Minnesota, who took the courageous position of not voting. She voted present. Just one lawmaker stood up on the House floor to argue against the measure, underscoring both the broad support for Israel in Congress and the belief of many of its critics that it's not going to go well for you on Capitol Hill if you decide to take off, as Rashida Tlaib regularly does, on the issue of Israel and of Congress. Do we have Rashida? There she is. Clip number 9. She basically talks about Israel and the comparison with South Africa. This is Rashida Tlaib, the gentle lady from Michigan.
I am the only Palestinian American serving in Congress, and I have a family members all throughout the West Bank and what many people call the illegally occupied territories. But we're here again reaffirming Congress support for apartheid, policing the words of women of color who dare to speak up about truths, about oppression, is just not what we should be doing here in Congress. And let's just get this record straight here. This is not something that's made up. The United Nations, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, Israel's own largest human rights organization, B'Tselem, all agree that Israel is an apartheid state. To assert otherwise, Mr. Speaker, in the face of this just body of evidence is an attempt to deny the reality and to normalize violence of apartheid. This week, we're going to hear consistently that, people touting about, like, oh, this is bipartisan support here. Well, don't forget, this body, this Congress, supported the South African apartheid regime, and it was bipartisan as well.
Okay, the South African regime, which was apartheid, did not allow black people to serve in public office. In Israel, there are Palestinian Arabs who are members of the Knesset. I believe there are 15 Palestinian members of Knesset now out of 120, which is a little bit less than their percentage of the population. But 20% of the citizens of Israel are Palestinian. There's a Palestinian justice on the Supreme Court. Heads of the scientific academies are people who are senior positions at the Weizmann Institute, at Hebrew University, and throughout the Technion, which is the Israeli MIT. There are Palestinians who participate in that. There is no enforcement of preventing people from attending the same beaches. Now, by the way, there are a lot of Palestinians who are religious Muslims who won't go on the same beaches in Tel Aviv as Israelis because there are women who are wearing bathing suits. And sometimes those bathing suits are not modest. And the same way that there's no enforcement that there are going to be different beaches for ultra-Orthodox people, for Haredi people in Israel and non-Haredi people, yeah, they'll go to different beaches, but that's a matter of choice. It's not a matter of law. And the whole craziness of apartheid, was that people were treated differently under the law in very fundamental ways based upon whether you were black or white. Now, are Palestinians treated differently under the law in one big area? And what's the area? They're not obligated to serve in the army. Why not? They are allowed to serve in the army, and there are increasing numbers of Palestinian Israelis who do, but that's very different from being required by law to serve in the army and then to come back for reserve duty every year until you're in your 50s, which is what the obligation is for the Israelis, like my three nephews who are currently doing their reserve duty after they're having served in the military. That's actually hard to say that this is a form of discrimination against Arab Israelis, especially when Arab Israelis are able to serve when they choose to. In fact, the Druze, who are a major minority in Israel, there are about 500,000 of them. This is an Arab offshoot of Islam, where they have a remarkable record in the officer corps in the Israeli army, and in terms of winning medals for valor and distinction in combat. The Druze are remarkable. They're mostly in northern Israel and also a Druze community on the Golan Heights. But most other Democrats argued forcefully in favor of the measure. This is a measure rebutting the notion that that Rashida Tlaib put forward about Israel as an apartheid state. Most other Democrats argued forcefully in favor of the measure. Israel is not perfect. This is from Representative Kathy Manning, who is a Democrat of North Carolina. Israel is not perfect. It has challenges in policies that are openly criticized, often by the Israeli people themselves. But Israel is not now and never has been a racist state. That characterization is contrary to the facts. It is untrue and unfair characterization that slanders our strongest ally in the region. That from a Democrat. Meanwhile, Republican Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, argued the resolution was necessary to combat small-minded opinions about Israel and ensure that Congress continues rejecting false accusations and repulsive anti-Israel statements. We'll talk about the future of foreign policy and national security issues in Congress. A new poll shows that Americans are unsure about whether we should protect Taiwan, if necessary, with military force. We'll talk about that and more with Congressman Adam Smith coming up.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog commemorated 75 years of Israeli independence on Capitol Hill. He addressed Congress today, highlighting Israel's robust democracy.
A state founded on complete equality of social and political rights to all its inhabitants, irrespective of religion, race, or gender.
A handful of progressive Democrats in Congress boycotted the remarks in protest of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. The southern and southwestern U.S. still experiencing sweltering temperatures as the heat dome keeps expanding. Daily record highs have been set from parts of the west into Texas. There's no relief in Phoenix, where they registered their warmest low temp ever recorded at 97 degrees at 4 this morning. Mortgage rates are dropping slightly. The average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dipped under 7% last week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is always an honor and a pleasure to welcome back to the show Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat, Washington. He is the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee and subcommittee ranking members are elsewhere in the Congress. And they issued a statement together with the other ranking members of the Armed Services Committee about the work of House Democrats in crafting the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2024. First of all, Congressman Smith, you were there this morning for the joint session to hear the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog?
I wasn't. I listened to it. I had meetings, so I watched it on TV.
What did you sense of generally about the mood in the Congress? The vote on the resolution basically saying that Pramila Jayapal was wrong. And so, by the way, she voted for the resolution herself saying she was wrong to say Israel was a racist state. The final vote was 412-9. I assume you voted in the majority?
I did, yes. Now, look, I think the mood is there's overwhelming support for Israel. In Congress and in a bipartisan way and, you know, across the country. And I think that, you know, the president's speech this morning, President Haaretz, and that vote, I think reaffirmed that very strong support in what is a very, very difficult time for Israel in the Middle East region.
And again, so did the invitation by President Biden. Apparently he had a phone conversation with the Prime Minister of Israel, with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the reports are from both sides it went very well, and Netanyahu was coming for a visit. The big question is, will the visit actually be in the White House? I can't believe that we're arguing about this. The visit will take place apparently later this year. Is that your understanding too?
Yeah. And then look, I mean, there's two big issues going on here that I want to make sure we get to. Number one, you know, groups like the ones that showed up at the Netroots and protested the speech there, you have a very clear and very, I feel, radical agenda. And that is, they don't think the state of Israel ever should have been created in the first place, and they don't think it should exist today. That's why they insist upon language like Israel is a racist state. They insist upon language that disqualifies Israel as a state, because they don't believe in a two-state solution. They believe in a one-state solution whereby Israel ceases to exist and the Palestinian Arabs take over the entire landmass. And that's why a number of us push back so hard against those groups. It's not that we don't have sympathy for the Palestinians. We do. But we certainly don't want to look like we're supporting groups that don't recognize Israel's right to exist. And that's why calling Israel a racist state is such a wrong thing to do and something that we all need to push back strongly against. So that's number one, to make sure people truly understand what that language means.
Okay. Meanwhile, another issue facing the Congress recently is on the National Defense Authorization Act. There were 80 members of Congress, which is a minority of the Republican side, who voted to cut off $300 million from aid to Ukraine. That was overwhelmingly voted against, and that was not added. It was pushed by Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and others. Were you worried at any point in that debate that more Republicans would vote against President Biden's policies in Ukraine?
No, I think there's a very strong bipartisan level of support in the House and the Senate for supporting Ukraine. You know, my broader concern is whether or not that small minority can exercise undue influence and clog up the gears of that policy. They don't have the majority. They don't have the support. They don't even have a majority of the Republicans. You know, but they have proven themselves rather adept at stopping things from happening even when they don't have the votes. And that's what we need to be concerned about going forward. As you and your listeners well know, Ukraine is engaged in a very, very tough counteroffensive right now to try to retake the portions of their country that Russia has violently and illegally taken from them. They need our support. And at some point in the next 3 or 4 months, they're likely going to need another supplemental. Will we be able to get that through? Even though it's got majority support on both sides, will Speaker McCarthy be willing to put that up and push it forward if this small minority within his caucus doesn't want him to? That's the big worry.
There was a new poll released today from Real Clear Opinion Research Poll, where they asked, is NATO still essential to U.S. national security? 77% of Americans said yes. Only 23% said NATO is no longer needed. I know from previous conversation you're a strong supporter of NATO, especially, I suspect, with the addition of Sweden and Finland to NATO ranks.
Absolutely. And look, it's important to understand that Ukraine is certainly about Ukraine. Ukraine deserves to be a sovereign democratic state and not allow Russia to violently take that from them. But it's also about the broader world order that we're trying to work towards an idea that we ought to have a rules-based system in this world. We should limit the ability of countries to simply bully their way forward. Russia's trying to do it. China's trying to do it. We are trying to set up international institutions, build partnerships and alliances to try to figure out how we can work together to resolve our differences. So NATO is part of that. NATO is the reason that Western Europe remained free during the Cold War. And you can look at Look at Eastern Europe under the Soviet Union, Poland, Romania, the Baltics. You know, repressed states with economies that were barely functioning. When the Cold War ended and they embraced economic and political freedom, they are now prosperous states that are enjoying that political freedom. It is a better way to govern. It is a better way to live. But you got to be willing to defend it. And that's what NATO helps do. It's a lot more complicated than that. But I think that baseline, this is what we're trying to accomplish. And this is why NATO is part of that broader approach to our global differences that hopefully gets us to a more peaceful and prosperous future for all of us.
This same poll, they asked another tougher question. And the question was, how should the U.S. respond if China invades Taiwan? And 39% said the U.S. should take military action in case of invasion from the mainland. 35% said no, so it's virtually a tie. A minority of people support military defense by the United States of Taiwan. Your reaction?
Number one biggest thing we need to do right now is deter China from making that attack in the first place. And the way to do that is to support Taiwan's ability to defend itself and to build up our coalition of partners in the region, Japan, the Philippines, Australia, India, others, to stand up against China and make sure that China doesn't think that it's possible. So deterrence is the key right now on Taiwan.
And that is obviously something that both parties have to work on. And one of the reasons, of course, that people put forward for remaining supportive of Ukraine is to send a message to China regarding Taiwan and other imperialistic impulses they may have. Adam Smith, his most recent material and positions are found at our website at michaelmedved.com. I wish you the best for the rest of the summer season and strength and confidence and capacity to do more in serving our great country. When we come back, the latest from the anti-Israel chorus of the extreme left. Coming up on the MedMed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the Democrats who decided to boycott the speech this morning to a joint session of Congress, and it was actually a very, I think, informative and pleasant speech to watch, because there were all kinds of bipartisan gestures and all kinds of gestures of respect and connection between the State of Israel, whose president was addressing the joint session. Kamala Harris was standing there next to Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and the President of the Senate. That's what the Vice President is. And meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saw nothing of that. Why didn't she attend this particular session? She comments on it on clip 8.
Did you attend this address tomorrow?
I will not be attending. There's currently a crisis of democracy and apartheid. And I think that this is something that has been a consensus among human rights organizations.
Okay, there's a crisis of democracy and apartheid as compared to the democracy and apartheid in any of the Arab states. The whole charge of apartheid is so ridiculous. It's one of the reasons that I've actually devoted a great deal of time and energy, as you know, to leading tours of Israel and to going to Israel so people can see it for themselves. It's a shame that only about 1 out of 5 of American Jews, let alone American Christians, have ever been to Israel to see it for themselves. Actually, I think the higher percentage of evangelical Christians actually have been to Israel. Because when you see the mix of various people in who are just part of Israeli reality, it's extraordinarily different from what you hear from the propagandists. For instance, there's a the nickname of the President of Israel who spoke today before the joint session of Congress, Isaac Herzog, his nickname in Israel is something that he got when he was a baby. And the nickname is Bougie. And that doesn't mean someone who's like bourgeois but he's referred to as the same way that Netanyahu, his friends all call him Bibi. And Bibi at one point was running against Buji for prime minister. But, Buji didn't win, Bibi won. So where do they get Buji? Buji is apparently a name his mother gave him when he was a baby. And it was a combination of a buba, which is a way in Hebrew you refer to a little doll, you know, like a baby doll. And there was also, that was combined with the name Juju, which comes from his mother's French-speaking background in Egypt. His mother was Egyptian-born. And the majority of the Jewish population in Israel, of the Jewish population, is people not from Europe, is not refugees from the Holocaust. The majority is people who are refugees from Muslim states, from North Africa, from places like Iran and Morocco in particular, like Egypt. All of these places used to have large Jewish communities, but they were driven out. There also are over 200,000 Ethiopian Jews now in Israel. They represent almost half of the Tel Aviv Police Department. A lot of them have gone into police work. And again, when you go to see Israel and you see people of all kinds of different complexions, because those what they call Mizrahi Jews, Jews from the eastern parts of the world, places like Morocco and Iraq and Iran and Egypt, there is a darker complexion than you have people who are Jewish people from Germany or Russia, for that matter. This also is important in the context of what Joy Reid had to say on her TV show when she was trying to give people a miseducation in the history of the Middle East. Listen, this is 22B.
And I do want to put up a couple of maps, because the occupation is in and of itself illegal, right? I mean, the UN has been very clear there's supposed to be an Israel and a Palestine. But let me just show you the West Bank. The West Bank is supposed to be this little this whole strip that you see there. All those red dots and parts of it are the settlements. You could actually make that bigger, because there's also a whole line, a whole big, big area that comprises about 60% of the West Bank that is also used for security zones and nature preservatories and all sorts of ways of saying Palestinians basically have almost nothing left. If you look at the map of Gaza, it's basically like an open-air prison. Palestinians who typically would be fishermen would fish in the water that you see there, they can't, because if they go a certain amount, they get shot. It's impossible for people to survive this way. How has the international community done nothing about this? It's been decades and decades of this.
Okay, this is, of course, outrageous and foolish, and it goes back to this idea of trying, quote, to restore Palestinian independence. There never was an independence in Palestine. The areas that she is talking about were actually part of Jordan. That's the West Bank. When there was the UN actually voted for partition in 1947, the Jewish authorities all agreed to go forward with partition so that there would be a state of Palestine and there would be a state of Israel. That was turned down by the Palestinian authorities and by the surrounding Arab states that proceeded to invade the Jewish settlements that later became the state of Israel. And in other words, the idea of turning down a reality of Palestine, that was not a decision that was ever sanctioned or pushed or promoted by the founders of the State of Israel. It was promoted by Haj Amin al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, and other Palestinian leaders of that time. You can find this in our Medved History Program on Why They Fight, which is a 6-hour total background on the whole history of this conflict. The the stupidity of the claim that you take a look at the dots and these are Israeli settlements, and then the claim before by Rashida Tlaib that there's planning for expulsion of Palestinian population from the West Bank. The only expulsion that is planned is the reason that they've made no progress on the idea of negotiation is because part of what the Palestinians demand is that the Israeli residents of the West Bank, of the Yehuda and Shomron, that those residents be dislocated, be taken from their homes, which in some cases they have lived in for 50 years or more. And the idea that you're going to uproot 400,000 people from their homes, why is it considered so impossible that 400,000 Jews could live among about 2 million Palestinian Arabs in a future state of Palestine, at the same time that you have basically 2 million Arabs living in the state of Israel in a general population of about 10 million in the state of Israel proper? That, it seems to me, is an example of double standards that is very serious. Speaking of double standards, there is a big argument going on about, is it ever too young to confront people with gender ideology? And there's a prominent therapist who writes frequently for the Wall Street Journal. Her name is Erica Komisar. She's going to be joining us. And she says that gender ideology is not kid stuff. Psychologically and emotionally, most aren't ready for it. And why is it then that some leading pro-transgender spokespeople say that it's better that people should change their gender before puberty so they go through the, quote, right puberty? What does it mean to have a right puberty or a wrong puberty? We will get to that and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.